This is Album Worms. It's like a book club, but for albums. I'm Sean.
And I'm Chris. And on this episode, we'll be loitering at the listening station.
Let's get started. Welcome to Album Worms. Chris, believe Sean. It or not, we are back.
I know.
Oh, life. Man.
Life gets crazy.
Stuart is just not holding his end of the bargain, really.
No, he's on thin ice, as they say.
But I'm happy to be here loitering with you at the listening station.
Likewise, it was nice that we could make this happen.
Yeah, so we're going to try something new today, and we'll get into that a little bit. But before we get into today's show's premise, I want to catch up with you, my bud, and I think catch our listeners up too, because we had a quite fun adventure. Chris and I actually got to be in real life together and hang out in Colorado, go to a show.
That was a lot of fun.
How epic was that show? So we saw Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats and Waxahachie live at Red Rocks. What was your take on that experience?
I loved it, every minute of it. The weather was great. It wasn't too hot. And man, I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain to people Red Rocks if they've never really heard of it or been there. It's kind of one of those places you really have to go see music at. It's a pretty special place.
It is. Yeah, I think it's definitely, if you're into music, it's a must stop. You have to go there at least once in your lifetime.
Yeah, I think as someone that now lives in Colorado, you get pretty spoiled having a place like that pretty close.
Is there any other venue you would think you have to go there once in your life?
Hollywood Bowl.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think it's a little more special because it's built into rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, I think it's kind of one of those iconic places that everybody wants to play at.
Yeah. The Gorge in Washington is also pretty special.
I bet. I'm pretty familiar with that place. I'd love to go see something there.
Yeah. Those would be like my top three of like, you should see music in those spots. I'm sure there's some back east places that are also equally amazing. Like one of the famous ones, like Madison Square Garden, but I mean, that's just a stadium.
I mean, it was kind of fun for me to be able to go there, and I saw the Rangers play there, so that was kind of cool. In the sports world, I think it's a pretty iconic place,
right?
Maybe in the music world, I don't know, but I would, in terms of like outdoor theaters, I think Red Rocks has got to be top five.
Yeah, top three for
top
sure.
Top three, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's up there, I would say, with all of those. But yeah, that was an amazing time. So just in the moment, I guess, would be the best way to put it, and really enjoyed the experience because there's some just great tunes and great company.
I definitely agree. It was a lot of fun just to kind of experience that with, you know, someone like you who also really, really loves music. And, you know, of course, both bands put on amazing performances, but it always helps to see someone like Nathaniel play there. He's a performer for sure. The whole band's right. Great.
Yeah, I've seen Night Sweats before, so I kind of knew what I was getting myself into, and just seeing him in Red Rocks, obviously it was a party, so it was a great time. Yep. big fan of Waxahachie, first time seeing her live, and one of those artists that you fall even more head over heels when you see them live.
She was great.
If I could be any more obsessed, I am.
Yeah, that was great. And like you said, that was really the first time even knowing and listening to her and her music. You were like, oh, dude, we gotta see her. So I, you know, obviously dove into her music. And yeah, it was great.
Well, that was good times. Glad we could do that together. And we had thought of recording an episode. I had my computer in Colorado and never cracked it open.
Yeah. That happens.
That happens. So, and it's primarily because Stuart wasn't available to run the tech on for it. So
budget's a little tight. We couldn't fly him out here.
Right. Yeah, we should. We need to have another guest on to add to Stuart's story. So we need to find out where Stuart is actually located. I feel like that should be the next item on our list to add to his story.
Yeah. I feel like Stuart's from like Kansas. And he's trying to make it big, you know, by being our right-hand man.
Yeah. And if this is your first episode of Album Worms, welcome. And Stuart is our fictional intern. So he hangs around, he helps schedule and do all the tech behind the scenes, edits, and really just helps me mentally with actually getting this done, which isn't very often with, if you look at our release history.
Yeah, you know, ebbs and flows.
Yeah. Well, everyone, welcome to another episode of Album Worms. Please take a moment, subscribe to us wherever you find your podcasts, like, follow, and you can also find us on Instagram. Happy to have conversations and just nerd out about music. Today's show, we are going to do things a little different. We are, instead of taking an album and diving deep with it, we are what we're calling going to loiter at the listening station. So back in the day, Chris and I would head down to Tower Records, Virgin, Circuit City, Warehouse.
I miss those days.
And they would always have listening stations, and that's how you listen to new music, discover it. Also Grant Haines and chatting, BSing, just being bros and listening to music and discovering new music together. So that's kind of the concept of our episode today. And how are you feeling about that, Chris? Oh, I'm
really excited. It was kind of one of those fun things to kind of go through the what I've been enjoying lately.
Yeah.
You know, obviously now it's a lot easier to pick really whatever you want to listen to.
With
streaming apps, you know, how extensive they are these days. I mean, you really, I find myself going down deep, 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 deep holes, you know, like music. And it's like, you know, it's kind of fun. It's fun to go through and listen to certain songs or bands and kind of listen to a bunch of just random different things and find things that you enjoy. What was it? Tower Records? Oh man.
Yeah.
Spend hours at Tower Records listening new singles out, new records out. It was those listening stations, man. I think about it now and it's like those headphones must have been so gross.
Yeah. Tower was definitely my favorite. It had the most amount of listening stations.
I agree.
Probably the most high staff run listening stations, I would think.
Didn't they do like staff picks and stuff too?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's staff picks, and yeah, that's kind of one of the categories we'll have today is kind of related to a staff pick or ode to staff picks. They just had every aisle had maybe two or three listening stations, and there's 10 aisles, something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was, and it went by genre, right?
Yeah.
Different genres, and they had a jazz listening station.
Yeah, that was like another room even, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a quieter room, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was almost like iffy if it was adult content type of like didn't know, and then I realized one day it was just jazz music and I was like, oh,
okay. Yeah, right. Oh, that's all this is. Okay, got it. Yeah, I miss those days, honestly.
Man, yeah. Did you ever watch the Tower Records documentary?
No. I didn't even know that was a thing.
You should look that up.
Definitely.
It was directed by Tom Hanks's son.
Oh, that's cool.
All Things Must Pass. Go check that out. It looks like it might be on YouTube. Yeah. Or a trailer is. Yeah, you should watch that. That's a good one. I might even rewatch it. But with that, should we jump into it?
Yeah, let's.
Cool. So first off, we'll just call this the listening station. And the concept behind this is what's in your rotation? What are you listening to lately? And most importantly,
is it a banger?
I love it.
So yeah, what's in your rotation, Chris?
Oh man, I find myself lately kind of being all over the place. Been really into kind of like, I don't know if I should say soul revival, but definitely like kind of the new side of soul music.
Yeah.
Like this guy that I really, really like, his name's Jason Joshua. He's from Miami, Florida, and he's Puerto Rican. So it's kind of got that Latin soul feel to it.
All right.
I highly recommend checking him out. I'd recommend a song, Rose Gold. I think that record came out in 21, but he did release an album this year. It's fantastic. You really can't go wrong with any of his songs. One of
many. Should we have Stuart cue up Rose Gold for us, maybe?
Yeah, let's do it. Stuart, thank you for being on top of it.
Bruce, for sure.
Yeah. He's got I love his voice, too.
Oh, yeah. All right. I dig that.
Yeah.
Great pick.
Thank you.
Already saved.
Love it. What about you?
The one album that I'm currently most obsessed with, which is kind of like leaning towards that soul type sound too. I think it's something we're both kind of going through, but it's more from a folky standpoint. So Trey Burt, are you familiar?
No, uh-uh.
Trey Burt, this is his third record. And the first two records are very Dylan-esque. Very like just him and a guitar, very
super sounds folky.
Very folky and of that kind of flavor. His new album brings in some soul music and it slaps.
Oh, nice.
Stuart, here, pull up Traffic Fiction. Yeah, man.
I like this.
I'm way into this record. So that's the one I'm it's on a heavy rotation for sure.
Nice. I wrote that down.
Yeah.
So I've got one more for you.
All right.
That I've been listening to a lot of. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of different stuff, but his name's Jeremy Albino, and the song's called Ben Wurian, and he's super kind of folk rock. I really enjoy his stuff. His band's great.
Yeah. He did that album with Clyde.
Yeah, and it's freaking good. I love that record. Yeah, me too. But the record he just put out is fantastic. Dance With Me is one of my favorite songs on that album.
Stuart, just cue that for us. I'm all right. I'm all right. Mad at you here right by my side. Good Lord, it's been a long day. I want to dance with you. Won't you hold my hand? Hold my hand, darling. I swear I'll be your man. We'll dance around a salt tin can. Dude, how did I miss this record? Like, I loved Cat Clyde and his record with Cat Clyde, Blue. That was a heavy rotation record, and I completely missed this. So this is exactly why we do this podcast, because
it's great, right?
Just don't get that chance to chat with each other like this. So already, this is a win for me.
Great, love it. Yeah, I'm right there with you. The other song on that album is Early Morn's pretty good. The Garden's pretty good. I mean, I really like this whole album.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of got some just him and the guitar. It's got the full band, some songs. It's great.
That's awesome. I'm really looking forward to diving deep into that one. That's first thing tomorrow. That's going to be heavy rotation.
If you get a chance to see him live, see him live.
Mm.
He's great live. Great live. But he's actually coming into town at one of my favorite venues called Globe Hall next year, early next year, February or something like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. So he is on tour. So if you get a chance to see him, I recommend it.
Rad.
Yeah.
Definitely keep a lookout.
Yeah, man, there's been lots of really good music coming out this year.
Yeah, it's been a good year. Yeah, I've kind of go through my flows of different records throughout the year, and maybe our next episode probably could be our year wrap up episode, because there's some other records that probably won't talk about today, but are certainly amazing records to chat about that came out this year.
Definitely agree.
So the other one, I'm going like real recent, like just what I've been listening to like the last few weeks. The other record that I've been listening to quite a bit is Doug Paisley. Have you heard of him?
No, definitely not.
I think it's another like one that would be up your alley.
It's cool.
Kind of like a country folk flavor. Cool. It's actually his first record since 2018. This is the first kind of he's been on my radar. So it's kind of a new artist to me, but Canadian folk, country type person. So let's listen to Say What You Like.
Mention pale blue eyes, softly crying. My love is gone, so to carry on. Just look away while the colors are still drying.
So, just a little flavor there.
I think Jeremy's from Canada as well.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly. So, see?
What's the Canadian record label, Arts and Crafts?
Yeah. I used to be obsessed with that label and pretty much any band that they had on their label.
Yeah. I just saw Kevin Drew just came out with the record, right? I haven't listened to it yet.
Did he?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's on my to-do list. So I have one more that I wanted to bring to the table for this listening station, and that was Dylan LeBlanc.
Oh, great.
Have you heard his new album, Coyote?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
fantastic.
Been into this record. It's a pretty cool concept record. It's his fifth record, and the concept behind the record is it's this man living on the edge and doing like what it takes to survive in a harsh world. And the protagonist of the record finds himself trapped in criminal enterprises and dire situations, and just the details of his life, circumstances, experiences within a Mexican drug cartel prison, and finding love. So I love stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
I was hooked with just the music, and usually I don't find out about stories like this until it's like I've listened to the record like 10 times. And I was like, ooh, I really like that. And then find out, and then a whole nother level of awesomeness. But I love the artistry of a good concept record, but it's, you don't have to know it's a concept record to enjoy this record, but let's play Coyote, the lead track here. There you go.
So wonderful.
So you know, five records that are all epic. So if our listeners have not heard any of these, go save them wherever you are. Yeah. And check them out.
I found out about this band through a buddy of mine earlier this year. They put a record out last year. Have you ever heard of the Sheepdogs? You ever heard of them?
Uh-uh.
They have an album called Out of Sight, and one of the really good songs is Here I Am. Yep, that's one of my favorite songs.
All right, Stuart finally tracked it down. Here we go. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Kind of Creedence Clearwater type vibe.
Very much so. And one of the, I believe the guitar player and the singer have another side project called Bros. And that's also really fantastic. So it's kind of super fun rock music.
That's awesome.
One of those. I went down a deep, 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 deep hole one night. And yeah, this is what I found.
Sick. Well, let's move into our next segment, because it's probably not that far off from this segment. But this one is going to be called Staff Pick. And the concept is I'm going to recommend an artist that hopefully you have not heard of. And if you have heard of them, I'm just going to go to the next band on my radar until I get to one that you haven't heard of, and vice versa.
Okay. Okay. I like this. I like this.
I dig your groovy tunes, man. Did you hear me? I said I dig your groovy tunes, man.
So, all right. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I don't know. Do you want to? Why don't you go first?
All right, so I'm going to start off with a softball, and I'm going to be somewhat surprised if you have not heard of this band, but if you haven't, it's going to be money, and that is the Arcs.
No, I'm not familiar.
Oh, baby. All right, here we go. So the Arcs are a band by Dan Auerbach, of the Black Keys.
Of course. Okay. I like it.
And then Leah Michaels, Homer Stenweiss, and Nick. Sorry, I'm going to butcher everyone's name here. But back in, what is that, like 2016, they were going to do like a, Dan was just going to do a solo album, but then he had these collaborators and multi-instrumentist and vocalist Richard Swift came aboard and completed their lineup, and they came out with a record back then.
How cool.
And they had another, so in 2015 they came out with a record all together. And then obviously Richard Swift passed tragically, as we've discussed in other episodes. It hit hard on multiple artists like Nathaniel Rateliff, because they were such close collaborators. He was a producer of Nathaniel Rateliff records, and so they recently came back together and kind of put together this new record, and it's a tribute to Swift and all that they kind of did, and it slaps.
Oh, cool.
So let me play you the song Eyes off of this. The record is called Electrophonic Chronic, and this is the song Eyes. So that's on Grooves here. Let's also play Keep On Dreaming.
Like this.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
When we do our top records of the year, I'm going to be somewhat surprised if this isn't on there. I mean, even look how killer the album artwork is, even.
Yeah, it's great.
So rad.
That's kind of like, are you familiar with Dan's record label, Easy Eye Records?
Yeah, I'm not like know every detail of it, but yeah.
But like the bands that he's got on his label are killer. Mm-hmm. He does no wrong in my eyes. He produces so many good records too. Man's talented. And
that's why I was so surprised that you haven't heard of this record yet, because you're usually on top of the Dan news, but this one's kind of flying under the radar for how brilliant this record is, and the tribute to Swift and all the collaborators around it. Mm-hmm. Like, how is this not one of the most talked about records of the year?
Yeah, it's great.
All right. I'll mention some other bands that I was going to go to see if you had them on your list, but let's go to your pick next.
All right. So I've been really, really excited about this record that came out, what, October? No, September. Okay. Do you know, I think he's from California, but he's in Nashville now. Have you ever heard of Logan Ledger?
Logan Ledger.
And the album's called Golden State.
Logan Ledger. Sounds
Yeah, the new record, Golden State, and the song. There's a few songs on here.
Oh, Aaron Ray? Okay. This sounds vaguely familiar, but I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, the song Where Will I Go is fantastic. Golden State. Check out the song, the title track. Yeah,
all right.
Golden State. Intro's a little long, but it's worth it.
Some slide guitar there.
Where are we going? Where have we been?
Seems like a million years. This is a mood.
Yesterday. And then the last song is fantastic too. Just play a little bit of that one.
I think about leaving, at least not hanging on. A quiet exit, walking, not running from some early morning, or maybe late at night, whatever feels right. They say you know, and you know, I think I know, but where will I go? Where will I go?
I'm already like transfixed.
I know.
Like, I just got in the zone. I was like, forgot we were recording.
Yeah, he's got an incredible voice.
And am I crazy to say that his voice kind of reminds me of Elvis?
No. No, I can see he's got like that kind of little influence of Elvis.
Yeah.
When you say that, like, oh yeah. He's just got that very, very deep, I don't know. It's great. So I've been kind of really stoked on that record since it came out in September. I wouldn't be surprised if when you do the year-end review with Spotify, that's like one of my top five artists. So he's
awesome.
Fantastic.
I
dig your groovy tunes, man. Did you hear me? I said I dig your groovy tunes, man.
All right. Well, we'll move on to our next segment. But before we do, so the other ones I was going to go to was Mutual Benefit. Have you heard of them?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. I figure you would. Woods. Have you heard of them?
No.
Okay. Check out their new record. That one's awesome.
Okay.
Rap Boys. Also, that was the one I figured you probably haven't heard of. If you haven't heard of Rap Boys, check them out. And then Jess Williamson, she did a collaboration with Waxahachie called Planes, and that record slaps. That came out last year, but Jess came out with a record this year, and that also slaps. Check that out. And then the last one I'll leave you is Crooks and Nannies. That was a newer artist for me that I figured you probably haven't heard of yet.
No, uh-uh.
So, I did some rapid fire there for you.
Okay, I've got I had a couple as well.
Okay,
Have you heard of Ben Chapman?
Ben Chapman, no.
It's called Ben Chapman and Company. The song that I really enjoy, if you ever want to listen to, is Kinda Sorta. It's a good song. I would recommend it.
All right. It's on the to-do list. That's rad.
It's fantastic. It's not a long record, but it's really good. It's one of my deep dives. It's more definitely kind of country rock influenced, so that's kind of fun. And then one other one. Now it's kind of a different Black Rainbows. So yeah, there's some good stuff I've been listening to. So anyway, that's kind of, I'm glad. That the new record Super Skull is fantastic, but it's some
crazy artwork.
Yeah. It's definitely like heavy stuff. It's like kind of stoner rock, but they do, you know, more on the rock side, definitely tuned down.
Right. Well,
you know, it's,
we'll give it a go.
It's a blessing and a curse sometimes, enjoying lots of different types of music, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's go to our next category. And this one is going to be like a throwback. I was kind of inspired by the When We Were Young festival and all the old bands getting back together, which, did you see the pictures of the audience at that festival?
Yeah.
Dude. It was the biggest crowd, and which is awesome, but I also thought to myself, that could not be fun to be in a crowd that big.
No.
I guess maybe in certain situations, depends on the company, but nonetheless, that seemed like a fun time. And I was thinking we would flash back to an important year in our lives, 2003, and both pick a record that came out that year and just have a little reminiscing.
Okay, that sounds cool. I like that.
Stupid younger generation. Back in my day, we had Katy Perry, Justin Bieber. That was real music.
Katy Perry and Justin Bieber, man.
I remember those days.
Yeah. Those were good times. I don't know if they had any records that came out in 2003. But that's about when Katy Perry was still playing Warped Tour when I saw her live.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. That's like one of my favorite, like when you do like two truths and a lie, I'll say like, I've seen these bands, but I haven't seen this. So I'll say like, I've seen Radiohead, Eric Clapton, and Katy Perry. I was like, which one's the lie?
Radiohead.
Yeah. So you know, because I haven't, like, I've only seen Tom York.
I'd be very upset if you saw Radiohead and didn't invite me.
I love throwing Katy Perry in there, but because I saw her at Warped Tour.
Yeah. Awesome.
Anyways. So, yeah. So, flashing back to 2003. There's some great records that came out that year. What came to mind when you were looking back to the year 2003?
So for me, three records kind of popped out because I was listening to them and I thought they were fantastic. Do you remember a band called Cursive?
Yep.
The Ugly Organ came out in 2003.
Oh, wow.
And I remember that being a big thing. Lots of people I knew were listening to that record. And then My Morning Jacket came out with It Still Moves.
That's probably still my favorite.
As is mine. I forget what song is on there, but they just recently played Newport Folk Festival and Animal came on and played drums with them.
That's so sick.
Right? It's so cool. I think you can find it on YouTube. It's pretty cool. And then the other one is Transatlanticism or Transatlanticism. Oh, yeah. Death Cab for Cutie. I think I'm saying that right.
Yep.
It's a tongue twister. And those were the three that kind of really stuck out in my mind.
Yeah, those were all great records. I'll flip the other side of that coin of Death Cab for Cutie, Postal Service. Give up.
Oh, okay, nice.
I mean, has that record ever not been played? Like, if has it been like a single year? I mean, a record that long that came out that long ago, there's got to be a year that you probably skipped over it. But I've listened to Postal Service every single year. Still do.
Yeah, or I'll randomly hear it at a store. I'll be like, "What is this doing on the radio?" or, you know, like a Target or whatever.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend and he went to the Postal Service Death Cab show, but didn't realize that Jenny Lewis was in the band. I was like, dude.
Yeah. She came out with a new record this year.
Yeah, that one slaps. I like that
one. It's great. It's fantastic. Typical, like, fun Jenny Lewis being fucking great musician. Man, she's... I'd love to see her live. I've never seen... Have you?
I have, yeah. I've seen her a couple times. So I saw her as Jenny and Johnny back when she was... Cool. I guess it is a Jonathan Rice was his name. I might have his last name wrong. Should I look it up? yeah, I had it right.
Yeah.
They were dating at the time when I saw... So I saw them play together. That was rad. And then I saw her do a solo. It was actually the first time I saw the Night Sweats. It was at the Doheny Beach Festival. Gosh, what is that called? Ohana Fest. The one that Eddie Vedder puts on. So that was when I saw her a second time, which was... It was fun.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't think, like, she's not, like, a big showman, I should say. Like, it's very much just, like, she comes out and plays her tunes and grooves to it, and it's a good time.
Nice.
Yeah. What would be your favorite song off of that Postal Service record?
Man, that's such great heights. I mean, I know that's probably the most popular song. We Will Become Silhouettes is also a favorite of mine. What about you?
I mean, I've gone through cycles of loving Brand New Colony.
Mm-hmm.
The District too. Sleeps Alone Tonight. But I think the underdog on this record is Recycled Air.
I mean,
that song slaps.
It's really good.
And it's probably one of the least popular songs off the record. But anywho, the other record that I thought of that came out in 2003 was Sufjan Stevens and his record Greetings from Michigan.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All of those are great.
Yeah, that one was pretty mind-blowing, or kind of life-altering. I kind of like that Sufjan record really started to go from, like, all right, I am into indie, like, folk music. It's not just like hardcore pop and all these other bands. That was a big kind of turning point. And that's... obviously, like, we talked about Arts and Craft, and it kind of helped with us a bit of that transition.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of when I started listening to hip hop and rap.
Yeah.
And I remember Doom came out with Food, and that came out in 2003. And that was the first time I kind of was like, oh, what is this? And then kind of how I started listening to hip hop and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of when I
getting into, like, Atmosphere and POS.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Definitely.
All right. So I thought we'd cap things off with try something a little silly here. And
yeah, I like
we'll
that.
We're just going to go, I'm going to call this, like, in the news, and I'm going to go to Pitchfork and look at the news section and see if we can find a news story we care about or a funny story. So,
okay. I don't know if you heard, but did you hear about the new Beatles song that was released?
No. It
took like 45 years in the making. So, NPR, I can send this to you. So here, I'll text it to you so you can read it. But it's all really right,
one
cool.
Second before you say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
All right, go ahead.
So it's, I guess, a song that John Lennon was recording in his house on a boombox in the late 70s. And the problem was that the boombox had such a bad hiss and background noise. Like, you could hear a TV on in the background. But, like, it took a long time. I guess AI was used to take out the certain, like, the TV sound and the, like, hiss of the boombox. It's a really cool story about kind of how they started doing that and how kind of artificial intelligence came into play.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. So that's kind of like a newsy thing. I was reading that a couple days ago and I thought that was kind of a cool little thing. I mean,
that's rad.
You're a Beatle fan.
Intrigued. Yeah.
You know, I know. I was kind of like, huh, AI, great, you know, but it's kind of used to do something cool.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Yeah, send that my way. So, all right. So I've got Pitchfork pulled up, see what they have in the news section. Obviously, writer strike deal, which has nothing to do with music, so I don't know why they're posting about it.
Sounds about right today.
Okay. This is going to be like worlds collide here for us. Wilco get their very own font. All right, I'm clicking into this because this sounds
interesting.
Too good. Aaron Draplin's got to be behind us, don't you think? All right. Jeff Tweedy appeared on Late Night. He just came out with a new book, which I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Not reading. I'll probably get the audio book, to be real.
I mean, you know, does the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, just I take walks with my dogs and I can listen to audiobooks versus reading books. I love the font and I will definitely use it if I don't have to pay for it. let's see. The band set Wilco Loft Sans is an all caps high contrast sans serif, the band says on its store. Let's see if you have to. $30? Holy moly.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, they are swinging for the fences on this one, and I'm not so sure I'm buying. I love the concept. I don't understand why they don't just release this as like a free font as a gimmick, because I would love that. And they've done stuff like that for releasing like Star Wars just out of the blue, and I guess wasn't for free, but kind of that nature. But yeah, there's something called lostfont.com. Is that website still around? Lost Font?
Oh no.
Let me see here. Lost Type Co-op. So you go on Lost Type Co-op here. Like, I'll pull this over so you can see, like, the fonts aren't like that different, and you can pay a lot less, or in some cases free.
Like, I mean, Loft Sans, I mean, it's okay. I don't know.
It's cool, but not $30 cool. I don't know what graphic designer would pay that. I don't know, man.
I feel like there's a lot of stuff out there that's a little pretty close to this.
This is an interesting play. I thought for sure when I saw the headline, because they did do a collaboration with Field Notes, and we're both, you introduced me to Field Notes all these years ago. And
still
use them to this day with my Blackwing pencils. And they did a collaboration with Field Notes where they did like a box of Wilco Field Notes, which is amazing. And if you're go look up fieldnotes.com, I believe probably they're just these little, like, how big are the notebook? 3-inch notebook, 48 pages. and they usually have like special editions, and they did like this whole special edition box with Wilco, which was amazing. I have it. I used it for show notes for this when we first started out, and would have figured Aaron Draplin was a part of this, but maybe it was just inspired. What do you think of Wilco's new record?
I like it. I like it. It's, you know,
it grooves.
Yeah. It's Wilco.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's not the lack of Wilco's last couple records. There's nothing that jumps off as
it just sounds like surprising. A Wilco record.
It's like, cool, I got more Wilco music, and I like this one more than the last few. It's been in my rotation a little bit more, but yeah, it's solid. Same, I also with the new Sufjan record too. What did you think of that one?
I really liked it. You know, I listened to it, and you know, it's been so long since I've listened to him, and then it just kind of popped up on my radar on Spotify. And it's good. What do you think?
I love it. I really like that one. It's probably one of my favorite records he's put out, maybe since Come On, Feel the... Or actually, I take that back. This record is the closest to Come On, Feel the Illinois that he's put out. Still, like, I probably in the minority. You might be with me on this, but my actual favorite record of Sufjan is Age of Odds. That record...
That's a good one. Really good one.
Freaking amazing, and the concept behind it, we'll go into it now, but love that record. And that's also era I saw him live, which adds to it probably. So yeah, obviously I think Sufjan, Wilco, like these bands, they've gotten to a point where it's like you kind of can never touch the old stuff. Yeah. But if you can still enjoy and add to the catalog in an enjoyable way, they both did that successfully, in my opinion, this year.
Yeah, I agree.
I did see like another thing that you should look up. So I love the band, and Robert Pattinson died this year. So at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they did, here it is, a tribute to him. So Elton John, Sheryl Crow, Brittany Howard, and Chris Stapleton all performed the band The Weight at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. If you haven't checked that out, highly recommend. It's like almost brought me to tears when Elton John started singing that song.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that. I usually watch them because I enjoy them a lot, and it's usually like, you know, more of the music I listen to than I don't really pay attention to the Emmys too much.
Right.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah. Well, on that, I think that's all I've got. This has been rad, man. I've really enjoyed our time together.
Yeah, I got to write down a few bands that I'm, you know, haven't heard of, so I'm really excited to start listening to them.
Me too. I've got like a whole set of music, which usually I don't get until Friday when new music comes out, and usually at this time of year too, the new music really slows down, and basically nothing comes out in December because everyone realizes that they're not going to get on the top 23 records because everybody's already putting their list together.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that's the reason. I think it's like probably other manufacturing, and that's the way the industry's always worked.
Yeah,
basically,
it's the holidays.
Shuts down. Yeah.
People are listening to Christmas music, and you know.
Yeah. Should we do a favorite Christmas music episode?
We could do that. That'd be fun.
That could be rad. There's some great records out there.
Listen to, he just released it, which is kind of funny to me because it's November. But his name is Joel Patterson. I think he's from Chicago, or he lives in Chicago. But he does like, he's a guitar player. He's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, he's putting out a Christmas record, and it's kind of like almost kind of jazz guitar, rockabilly guitar. I mean, he's a very talented guitarist. So You should check his Christmas album when it comes out.
It's on my radar now. Sweet, man. Well, cool. Let's not wait too long before we do this again.
Yeah, I know, right?
Stuart.
Keep us in check, Stuart.
You gotta keep us going here. We're relying on you.
Yeah, we are. You can't let us down, all right?
Yeah. Well, until next time, I'm Sean.
And I'm Chris.
And we're Album Worms.